From Sacramento, the Bishop's Radio Hour with Bob Dunning. Focusing on today's issues in the context of gospel values. Now, here's Bob Dunning on Relevant Radio.
That's me. Welcome to you on this beautiful day the Lord has made. Appreciate you all being with us on the Bishop's Hour. Indeed, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we're glad to welcome in Marcy Green, who is the wonderful principal at the great St. Elizabeth Ann Seton School in Elk Grove. Marcy, good day to you.
Good day to you, Bob.
So good to hear your voice again. Been way too long.
It's great to hear your voice. Yes.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. It is a beautiful day, and we just last week I had just a whole more than a handful. I don't have enough fingers and toes. I think there were 10 of your students on this show. Fortunately, we have a massive studio, so we had plenty of room for all of them. And oh my goodness, they had just won the academic decathlon, competing against 23 teams from our diocese, and you let a little outsider in from the Diocese of Santa Rosa as well. They competed
exactly.
as well. And so we've taken care of all of most all of Northern California, when you include Santa Rosa, everything north of Sacramento, at least. And they won the whole thing, which they wrested it away from other longtime champions. So what an accomplishment.
They did. Yes, they were very humbly proud, I should say. Our coach, Mrs. Teresa Gutierrez, has worked diligently with the students. They have worked themselves, and it's a young team. I don't know if you know that,
yes.
But very few eighth graders.
Most of them were seventh graders.
Just really excited to compete and excited to be a part of it, and we were really proud of them. And so it's been a wonderful year at school, not only with diocesan competitions, but just all the graces that we have.
So tell me a little bit about Teresa. We had her on the program as well as the coach, and
she's been on a couple of times.
She has.
She's pretty dynamic. Yes. Well, she was a teacher at our school for years, and got married and had a little girl who goes to one of our diocesan schools. Mm-hmm. And just slowly she came back to work for us, and she is our English language arts teacher and has done just amazing things beyond what you've seen with the speech contest and mm-hmm. with academic decathlon. Just this past week, we had a storytelling assembly where she engaged all the students at school to create a story in some way, either verbally, written, or through picture. And so those were all presented, and the kids got awards, and just creates a love for not only the language, but for learning.
Boy,
so
we're very proud
to have her.
She radiates that. She really does. And that, and she is very humble as well. A lot goes into
Absolutely.
Coaching these kids, though.
Well, I've been involved with other schools where there's multiple coaches, and they're typically volunteers from outside. And she's just passionate about it. She gives the kids the material they need. She gives them the time that they need to study. She sacrifices her lunches, and so do they, and spend time together. Are you getting some feedback, Bob? I'm getting a little bit of feedback.
Not on my end.
Okay, good. Good. Okay.
And yeah, talk about some of these kids. The kids just blow me away. I mean, they just blow me away. They come in here and they're so composed and so they're confident without being cocky. Do you know what I mean? I mean, and there's a real difference.
I think that is something that I am so proud about the students at our school in general. they're very faith first, so that gives them that humble nature. The diocese, as well as our school, has adopted the Virtues program, so it's part and parcel to what we do every day. And it's, you know, it's that whole child that we create. They're not only learning academically, but they are learning to be a good citizen, but most importantly, good disciples. And so I think that all of that woven together, their parents are amazing, as I'm picturing the kids who came in to talk to you, very faith-filled, very dedicated, not only to the church, but to our school, and not in a way that is, in a humble way, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And so you see that in their kids. And one of the girls in particular, you saw at the speech contest. So, right. So kids that are just involved throughout, quite a few of the kids, especially the older kids, are also leadership students. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to give a shout out to our leadership teacher who has been with our school for 25 years. She started the school, Mrs. Sue Erlin, who is retiring this year, sadly. Oh, wow. But she does a great job with the kids in leadership. So not only is it the academic piece, as I said, it's what they're learning, you know, throughout the school and throughout their classes. So,
well, yeah, and the parents, we had some parents here as well, and it just goes without saying that a major component of all this quote unquote success is the parents too, their participation, their buy-in, their willingness to be a part of this.
Absolutely. We have a one family in particular that comes to mind. They are in charge of our hospitality masses, so they help get hospitality set up. We're a ministry of three parishes in Elk Grove, and so we travel to the different parishes at different times throughout the year, and they're there and setting up and have relationships with the other parishes. So, you know, again, I think the key component to that humble nature and that just that determination is not just how academically prepared they are, but the faith preparation that they have. And again, how I said it carries on at home. I think I've said this before. There's Eric, who used to be with the school department, had a quote that said, Catholic education works best when there's a seamless partnership between school and home. Mm-hmm. And I think that really shows in a lot of these kids.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. And it's so, you know, there's so many, so much competition these days for our attention and what's mm-hmm. important and what's not and what makes you successful and all these things. And seeing these kids just gives me such heart for the future, you know.
Hope, right? Yeah, hope. That's what heart. I keep and, yeah, saying. And, yes.
You know, it's a tough world right now. And it mm-hmm. just is so nice to see that the next generations coming up are going to be leaders in the best of ways. I mean, our faith is all about hope. I should shake a finger at
faith,
myself
hope,
for
and
even,
love, right?
even worrying about the future, because the good right. Lord has promised us a great future. But it is so heartening to see and hopeful to see these kids and just. They're so composed. I think of myself at that age, and I mean, I wanted to go hide in the corner, mm-hmm. and they're not doing that.
Well, I think that's one thing that Catholic education prepares students for, not that other types of education doesn't, but when they speak at Mass and when mm-hmm. they prepare to all of those things just gives them that confidence and confidence in a very humble way again. So I think that's such a big component of it. You brought to mind something I had been thinking about. When you don't have that faith, hope, and love, and you don't have that trust, I think that's what's causing the anxiety with kids today. Mm-hmm. And so it's so beautiful when you see that and when parents support that and show them that when you're focused on God and you trust in Him, that, you know, things are going to be okay.
Boy, it's so well said. And yeah, anxiety is, it's almost the word of the day when it comes to kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and, mm-hmm. and it's real. You know, it's not an excuse. It's not, you know, it's nope. real. And a lot of parents, a lot of families are dealing with that. But what takes our anxiety away more than our faith and the story of Jesus Christ and what He did
That's
for
right.
us, and that there's a wonderful future for all of us. All we got to do is reach out and say yes.
Well, all I can say is that's exactly the first and foremost at our school is that we are a Catholic school, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't say it took me a long time to figure that out, but God has shown me year after year just how important that component is in the education of kids and laying that foundation. So
yeah, even in quote unquote non-religious subjects, every subject mm-hmm. ultimately has a religious component. It just does.
It has to.
Yeah.
Through our accreditation, they you know, not only does it have to because it should, but it has to through our accreditation mm-hmm. models that show, you know, how are we exuding faith in every subject that we teach and making sure that's the cornerstone from the the psalm for today, that's the cornerstone that we are built upon. So,
Marcy, tell us, for maybe those that don't know, tell us about your school and all these other blessings that are going on there.
Wow. Again, being, I think, I don't know, I try to be very humble, so it's hard because when you're in it, you see it and you put your head down and go. But I would say, I think the biggest components is that we have a vibrant church of volunteers that are willing to support our school. Mm-hmm. We've got parents who believe in Catholic education and therefore our school is full, which has led us to decide to take on, I'm hoping, a building project to
wow.
not only expand the school, give us some dedicated spaces. We've never had, or we haven't had a true library, which I think is really important in today's day and age. Get the
yep.
kids off the computers, give them a safe space, a science lab, and then some extra classrooms for our middle school so that we can truly do what I know. My master's is in best practice. And though we're full, it gives us very large class sizes and our kids are great kids. So it works, but we're just seeing that more and more kids are having academic difficulties with
right.
different things. And to give them that space that they need to be able to have two classes per grade and, you know, a little bit smaller class size. So more one-on-one time with teachers. We have an educational achievement specialist, and she pushes into all of our classes for about an hour a day, kindergarten through fifth. And so our kids are not only with the classroom teacher, a full-time aide, but they have Mrs. Brills as well. So really creates that strong foundation. And it gives us what we need. All of our primary teachers up to fifth grade teachers are involved right now in literacy training to make sure that they are teaching kids to read, to learn to read and to read to learn. And we have one of our middle school math teacher is in the Notre Dame program right now mm-hmm. as a math leadership coach. And so she is beginning to work with all of our teachers, kindergarten through fifth, to make sure that they're solid. So Catholic education is alive and well. We haven't given up on anything that makes it solid. I think we've talked about before, making sure that the kids have that solid foundation. It's not about jumping them ahead, but creating a deep, solid foundation in their learning so that as they move forward, They've got that, those building blocks. And I think we have that. In fact, I know we have that. And our kids are successful even when they struggle. We give them what they need and provide those opportunities for them. And even kids who haven't been with us from the beginning and who have come in and recognize that they're not quite up to the level that's expected of the class, we give them the supports that they need. So we're pretty blessed. We just hired a full-time counselor. So all the needs, I think, are very well met with our students. And we're continuing to promote that because we, I think you know Yasmin Castellanos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We just hired her on as our advancement director. So
wonderful.
Getting our alumni back involved and really just becoming a legacy school. We're 25 years in and we've got a great product and we want more and more kids to be able to take advantage of Catholic education.
Boy, that's just so well said. Marcy, always a joy to talk with you. And thanks for sending all those kids and helping to educate all those kids. And it's always a thrill to have them on the air.
And thank you for having them. And I really do need to thank Lori Power for all of her work to have the academic decathlon so that our kids can participate. So thank you to all of you. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, Marcy. Thanks so much. God bless you and your family and everybody else.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That's Marcy Green, the principal at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton School in Elk Grove. And they are the winners of the academic decathlon, which was held on March the 2nd at St. Francis Catholic High School in Sacramento. Had 23 teams competing. And one of them, 23 were from the Diocese of Sacramento, and one more, a 24th team from the Diocese of Santa Rosa. Also, it took place across the United States in 18 other dioceses with 280 teams competing. So the overall first prize team from the Diocesan Academic Decathlon, the St. Elizabeth Ann Seton School, and just what wonderful kids they are. And they competed in subjects such as English, fine arts, literature, math, religion, science, social studies, and then they had a couple of logic quizzes as well. So logic quiz was really tough stuff as well. We'll take a quick break, back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. Helping to underwrite the Bishop's Radio Hour. Again, that's radio@scd.org. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Drop by and shop at their thrift store, a beautiful, beautiful thrift store at 2275 Watt Avenue. Open Mondays through Saturdays from 10 to 8 and Sundays from 11 to 6. They also accept donations at the store, donations of furniture, appliances, clothing, books, everyday household items. Your donations help to fund the many projects of the St. Vincent de Paul Society throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Do such wonderful, wonderful work, and the thrift store is one of the ways they raise the funds to help people throughout the diocese, and also many of their clients are able to access the thrift store for items that they need. You can give them a call. They will come pick it up as well, but you can give them a call. They're at 916-972-1212. And remember, again, the thrift store is open 7 days a week at 2275 Watt Avenue right here in Sacramento. Well, Bishop Soto refers to Christ the King Retreat Center as the jewel of the diocese, and indeed it is. What a beautiful oasis it is. It's located in Citrus Heights, right in the hustle and bustle of the city, and you feel like you're getting away from it all when you turn off the main road and just come into Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center. Christ the King has served Northern California and the Diocese of Sacramento for over 60 years through parish weekend retreats, individual spiritual direction, and a variety of other programs. For information on all the programs that they offer, including residential programs, give them a call. They're at 916-725-4720, or you can visit them at 6520 Van Maren Lane in Citrus Heights. And we certainly thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society and Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center for their fine and longstanding support of the Bishop's Hour.
This is James McCormick, President and CEO of the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra. You're listening to The Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thanks, James, for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it very much. We are thrilled to welcome in Paul Starkey from the St. Vincent de Paul Society here in the Diocese of Sacramento. Paul, good day to you.
Good day, Bob. And boy, I'll tell you, I love coming in right after the announcement where we say the St. Vincent de Paul Society supports the Bishop's Hour. Oh, because yes, indeed, we do.
Isn't that wonderful?
I just want to thank you. I want to thank you and all of your audience listening members for the support throughout the years. But especially at this time of year, we have a big push. And so just so glad to have the opportunity to see you and to talk to your listeners.
Oh, thanks so much, Paul. It's a joy to help the St. Vincent Paul Society along the little that we can do. It's always a joy. Everything great is going on. So nothing happening this weekend, right, except one event on Friday.
I'm telling you, I was thinking about this, Bob. This is what I want your listening audience to know. We just got through Lent. You all made a bunch of sacrifices. You pinched some pennies. You got to have some money left over, right?
Right.
So what are you going to do with that? I've got plans for your money. If you've got any Lenten, first of all, if you didn't already support the annual Catholic appeal, I want you to do that, because that's going to help St. Vincent de Paul too.
That's right.
In multiple ways, but it's never too late for that. I know there's a push for it, but people say, oh, well, that's gone. No, annual Catholic appeal is there. But this Friday is a big deal. We're having our annual benefit dinner for the poor. This is our major fundraiser for the year. And something new this year, which is exciting. And again, for you, Bob, and the listening audience, I did the homework for you. Okay. We are having at the 18th annual benefit for the poor, we're having our first ever silent auction. And Bob, I'll be the first to tell you, silent auctions are a lot of work. You really wonder if they're ever going to, they're going to do what you need them to do. I think we have a winner this year. Let me tell you why.
Really?
We have, it couldn't be easier. First of all, if you're going to go to the dinner, there'll be last minute opportunities to join in on the silent auction there. But if you can't, right now, you can go to your website and go to St. Vincent de Paul Society Sacramento, go to the events for dinner for the poor, and it's right there. You just click on it. And here's the deal. This is amazing. We've got, we don't have thousands of items. These are 43 items, at least that I can find, that are choice. Uh-huh. And like I said, I did the work for you, okay? So here we go. I want everyone to go to the site and check it out for themselves. But right off the bat, you can get a dinner with the bishop at his home. And this is listed out as priceless, okay?
And
I don't know if the bishop cooks or not, but that's something that's fantastic. And then the other one, what really caught my eye, Irish whiskey tasting with Father Dan Looney. Okay, includes a gift basket and a crystal decanter set.
And you get Father Looney as well.
Yeah, if you can't get the bishop, you get a Irish whiskey tasting with Father Dan Looney.
Wow.
That's a big.
And a native of Ireland, no less.
Absolutely. So we bring in the expert. And so there are a lot of different things that will appeal to different people. There's purses, jewelry, gift baskets. This one caught my eye because it said Christmas in the Vatican. Mm. And I was thinking, oh, wow, that'd be a great trip. Bob, it's a gift basket, but okay. It looks really good. It looks really good. So when you're on the website, you want to click on all of these different pictures. That's how easy it is. And the items come up. Another one that caught my eye, it always catches my eye. There's a gift bag with Leatherby's. Mm-hmm. And it's called Destination Sacramento, $310 in gift cards and passes. But I'm intrigued by that Leatherby's bag. I wonder what's in there. We've got dining cards. And then for the golfers, there's a couple golf bags that are out there, an Italian basket, olive oil tasting, and $100 dinner for six. Or maybe it's the olive oil tasting for six and then $100 dinner. I don't know. You'll have to click on that one and see. But how about this? From the Fiore family estate, a case of Sangiovese wine. That's pretty good, huh? And then, oh, they've got some beautiful, beautiful statues of Marian statues that are also out there. So, oh, and I couldn't leave you without this. Everyone wants one, a ninja blender. We even got a ninja blender. So it is fun. It is fun and exciting. And I'm just really pleased that we are going to have this first time ever opportunity. And I'm hoping it's going to be a big success, because this is another one of our fundraisers for this charity dinner. And as you know, every year we try to make it interesting, exciting, a fun event to attend, and it always is. But we also we want to make sure that we are increasing our charity raising goals, because the need is increasing, and everybody knows it. So this is. It's part of what we need to do is to get on board and, you know, do what we can to make it easy for people to give charity and stuff. And another thing that's coming up that some people just love and they actually plan for it is the 5th of May. There is the big day of giving. And this is apparently the giving time of year. I mean, all of these opportunities with the dinner, the silent auction. Did I mention the raffle tickets to Hawaii?
No,
that's our
haven't.
Standby.
Yeah.
So raffle tickets have been sold throughout the parishes. They're still going to be sold at the dinner. That is a full week trip to Hawaii, and that's always people love that one as well. But on this big day of giving, I was really happy to see that when you type in Big Day of Giving Sacramento, you'll get to the website. And then when you're searching for charities, lo and behold, type in Vincent DePaul. I didn't even put in Saint. Just put in, I searched for Vincent DePaul, and you see our logo with the big blue key, says Sacramento on it, and click and it's easy to donate. And the fun thing about the Big Day of Giving is that it gets a lot of attention in terms of people find small ways to donate. So this is again, it's a small way, but it's easy and always inviting that. So just so much going on. It's just amazing.
Well, since you said ninja blender, I just have this image in my mind of a ninja getting blended. That's actually a name brand, right?
It is a name brand. And I will tell you, we have had family discussions about the joys of the ninja blender. I don't have
really?
One.
Really? Wow. I don't have one either.
And so we're going to have to jump on and do a bid, because my brothers, they swear by the ninja blender and the things that they cook up with it. It's just amazing.
Well, we got some power sockets here in the radio studio. You bring yours in, and we'll bring we'll have a ninja off or something.
we could do a show. Yeah, we could do a show.
Gabe says he has one.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, he's giving me the thumbs up on it. Yeah.
Okay, so go to the St. Vincent de Paul website, jump onto the silent auction, and there it is. But There's some really beautiful. This caught my eye too at Cavallo Point Lodge in Sausalito. One night stay and breakfast for two. That would be a nice romantic getaway.
Yep.
How
does it work? You make a bid. Does it show you that you have to bid this much because here's where the bids are? How does that work?
I went in there and you basically you sign up, and that creates your bid card. Mm-hmm. And then you go in and it'll show you, for example, some of these have a current bid, they all have a starting bid. Okay. So, and there's only 9 days left, but I will tell you right now, Bow Wow Heaven, no bids yet. Okay. And the starting bid is $50, and this is a great grandkid gift. This is a basket full of plush toys. So Bow Wow Heaven is ready to go. Starting bid is 50. And then we have, there's a winery membership, and we've got a current bid of $60 for that. There's some, like I said, these gift baskets, the The Leatherby's item I told you, that's already at $100 and rising. So, and that's the fun of it, because you don't go in one time. It's just like a regular auction.
So it's the same as if you were doing it in person there.
Exactly. You're going to have the same fun with it. And then also you can kind of track it. The other thing is that this does this. This is wild. This is running concurrently with the dinner. So at 8:30 on Friday night, next Friday, it goes offline and all the bids are in and it's closed, and a lot of people are going to get some great stuff. So it's just kind of fun that you know, throughout the diocese, really, people could jump online, take a look at this stuff, make a bid or two or three, and then follow your bid. And you know, a little competition is a good thing for charity, right?
Sure it is. Sure it so is. So you know, is it, to clarify, will it still be ongoing at the dinner for a period of time, or will it close before the dinner?
It is going. I'm looking at the website now. It is going until Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, and then that's it.
So you don't, you can't say for sure, hey, honey, we won the Ninja Blender as you're on the way to dinner.
You cannot.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah. You might want to be checking your bids. And you know, the thing too, you know, we're in the 21st century, right? I mean, just, I imagine everyone at the dinner, you know, if they're not listening to me, they're going to be on their phone with the bids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's
and fortunately for the folks that will be there, I will not be speaking long. It's my honor and just pleasure to introduce our benefactor of the year, the Colby Clegg family. So I will have a short introduction for that, but and the presentation. But that's exciting. We have our benefactor of the year. We have our speaker, Deacon Gene Smith. I don't know. Did he have a chance to? Did you have a chance to interview him?
We have interviewed Gene Smith, and we have interviewed the benefactor of the year, at least one member of the
Colby. Okay, got Colby. Good,
Colby himself, and also we've had the great pleasure of having Walt Gray on the program. So we've got the trifecta going here.
Okay, well, listen. I think Walt has got overexposure, don't you?
Oh yeah, too much exposure. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's doing okay, but you know, he's going to get a bump now by being on your show.
Oh, definitely.
So I hope he's appreciative. yeah. But
he's no, always Walt a joy is, to talk is, with. He really is.
He is, and he's been a wonderful MC for this event. Brings it all together. Keeps it going, keeps it on time, which all the folks there appreciate. Yeah, Walt's so funny, and just, you know, he knows this area, and it's just wonderful to have him as an MC.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm excited about Deacon Gene, and he's just an amazing person, and so it's going to be a real nice night. It's going to be a real nice night, and you know, the. When we talk about the charities we do, I mean, a lot of times people think thrift store. And yes, we have a thrift store. It's great. It's thriving, 2275 Watt Avenue, which is, that address is burned in my brain. but we do so much more than the thrift store. The thrift store, as good as it is, we do emergency disaster relief up in Northern California with the fires, and most recently this last terrible storms we had. The Emmaus, Exodus Project,
right,
which is our return from prison operation. This is where, you know, mentors, volunteers go in, they're trained up, and we help people make the very difficult transition from prisons back to the community. And that program, if you want to know more about it, is not only featured on our site online, but also it was part of the annual Catholic Appeal this
right.
year. So you can get some information there on that.
The tremendous then, program, tremendous program. We've had Rabbi Seth Kesselman on the program a number of times, and I get tears in my eyes every time I talk to him, you know, the fruit that this thing is bearing.
Yeah, and that project and all the other things that we have been called to, you know, put the hands of Christ on. And so it's a lot of different types of charity. We have an expression in society that there's no charity that's foreign to the society. And so some of these things, you know, Bob, we were not doing a lot of these things 10 years ago. And so the Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Sacramento has grown in the scope of what it's doing. And again, the only reason I mention this is because in order to do these good things, we need to have support for that. And so, you know, that comes from the incredible generosity of our, you know, parishioners, the folks in the pews. When there's, in some parishes, they have what's called the Fifth Sunday collection. And there, the pastor of the particular parish will say, you know, this Sunday, we're going to do an extra collection Fifth Sunday for the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Those funds have saved conferences. Because they're at the, you know, sort of like the end of their financial rope, mm-hmm. and they need some money for to help cover rent and those utilities, those kinds of things, and that money comes through. And there's other drives that go on. Some of the parishes, we do some interesting things like shredding events. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit in Sacramento is just huge on that. It's a great fundraiser, but it also is, you know, gets that stuff out of your house and gets it taken care of, what you want to do. So yeah, every opportunity to support our work, especially now with our, you know, the growing scope of our charity, it's really, really important.
And you've hired an executive director now, is that right?
Yes, and that's I blame Denise for much of our success, because Denise gets it done. She came on as executive director over a year now, I think. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that we're trying the silent auction, you know, something that's, you know, very work intensive and takes a lot of effort and coordination.
Really does.
Because of Denise and because of the folks that she's got on staff. And again, all the Vincentians that help out with this, there's an army of people that get behind this dinner to pull it off. Denise O'Brien is just doing an amazing job.
Yeah, and, you know, let's talk just a little bit about the dinner. I don't know that I've ever missed one, and it is, first off, beyond being a lot of fun, very heart-tugging at times,
yes.
The food is fabulous.
It has, you know, as these dinners go, I think ours is one that when people have the opportunity to attend and support, they do find that it covers all the bases. And one of the things, and you mentioned it, we always make an effort to show the charity. We
right.
will show folks. It's just an opportunity, Bob, not to brag. It's an opportunity to invite, and we show people what we're doing, so that it becomes real. Because you know, you hear about St. Vincent de Paul, you hear about the good work of the Catholic Church, but to see it and to have it made real is something that it can be very can pull at the heartstrings. It can be moving spiritually. Some of the things and the stories that you hear about, they're just absolutely inspiring. So yeah, it's always a good night. And like I say, Walt Gray keeps it moving. But the other thing I didn't mention, we also have these. Even at the dinner, in addition to all these silent auction items, we have our traditional gift baskets, which we do as part of the rabbit raffle sales to kind of, you know, get the last minute raffle sales, right? We've got one basket. I love it every year. It's called Cooking with the Saints. and it's got religious material and cookbooks. So what can I say? It's fantastic. And wine, of course. And then have a basket this year, which is Best of Solano County.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be a nice one. So it's a twofer. In other words, you buy a raffle ticket at the dinner, and then we will do a raffle draw for these baskets. And then we do the final draw, and everyone's ticket is, whether you've won anything along the way, everyone's ticket is in that last draw. So it gets a lot of excitement. And I think I told you, we've only been doing this, I don't know, 7-8 years now, I think, maybe 10, but you lose track of time, right? But in that short period of time, one person won twice.
I know, that is incredible. And both years, I was, when I bought my ticket, I was promised I was going to win.
Well, and let me tell you what my pitch is. Bob, we sold you a winning ticket because it could have won. I'm not joking. I'm not joking about that because I've got tickets from past years. They're not winning tickets, but I hold on to them. You know why? They are great bookmarks.
Oh, they are.
They
are
the perfect size. They're the perfect size for bookmarks. So, you know, I open up a book and I got, you know, the 16th annual or the 15th annual. Yeah. So,
well, you know. And let's phrase it differently. You're a winner if you buy a ticket. Just for buying a ticket, you're a winner.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we need, like I say, we need a lot of winners this year for all of these activities. So, very exciting, though.
Is the Best of Solano County going to include Jelly Bellies?
It's online, and I'm looking. I don't see them in the package. They could be buried in there, though. There's wine. There's nuts. There's honey. All kinds of good stuff in there. I wouldn't be surprised, though. And I will tell you, speaking of Jelly Bellies, we are having a West Region Conference. This is a training conference for Vincentians on the West Coast, right? Including Alaska and Hawaii. Who knew? We have Vincentians in Alaska and Hawaii. Just incredible. But, Bob, I'm going to have, thanks to Joe Alves, I've got Jelly Bellies in the swag bag.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So when these people from Alaska come in and they get their swag bag, they're going to reach in there. They're going to have the Jelly Bellies.
I'll tell you, if they have an hour, of course, you have to get to Fairfield. I've been on that Jelly Belly tour when my kids were little, and it's just fabulous and fascinating how they make them all and all these different flavors. And it's really it's a short but very fun tour, you know, and they've been real good citizens in the area as well.
Yes. And, you know, speaking of places in Sacramento and around Sacramento, that's one of the things we hope that for this West Region Conference, because people are coming in from Oregon, Washington, like I said, all over the West. We're hoping that, you know, they will either come in a day early or stay a day late and, you know, take in the train museum.
Yep.
You know, maybe go to the Capitol, all the different things that are around the Sacramento area, Sutter's Fort, a lot of history. Sacramento is a great location to have this conference, and we're excited to be able to host it for the West Region.
And from my standpoint, I think we got one of the best cathedrals in the country too. It's just spectacular.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that is a trip worth a trip in and of itself.
Yeah, indeed.
Just the history in that cathedral and the beauty of it. It's just amazing.
Well, Paul, this is one final question. Are there still tickets available to the dinner?
I want to say I believe so. I don't see anything on the website that says a cutoff. So I don't see anything as a cutoff. So it looks like you can still get tickets.
SVDP-sacramento.org. Should I give Denise's phone number? It's right on the invitation.
Yeah.
Or just
actually
D. O'Brien at SVDP-sacramento.org.
Right. Let me. I'm on the website here. I'm looking for the. Oh, it does say meal choices. It says by April 22nd, so we're good to go.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say go to the website, check out the event, check out our sponsors. And then of course the silent auction, so much to take a look at. And the other thing about the website is if you don't know about the society and want to learn a little bit more, there's a tab at the top which says About Us, and lots of different things to learn there. So it's all good.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for all you do. And I look forward to seeing you Friday night.
My pleasure. And again, to all of your audience, thank you so much for your generosity over the years and especially now.
Thanks so much, Paul. God bless. We'll talk soon. That's Paul Starkey from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Bishop's Hour. right after this. I want to take a minute to talk about the annual Catholic Appeal, the 2024 annual Catholic Appeal. So important here in the Diocese of Sacramento. So many ministries supported by the annual Catholic Appeal, and the people in the Diocese of Sacramento have always been so generous. But a wonderful brochure, a pamphlet, really, that you may have received in the mail, and on the back cover a picture, maybe it's front, I guess that's the front cover, Deacon Kevin Staskow says, I really think that everyone has something to give. When Jesus was literally dying on the cross, he found the strength to turn to the thief being crucified next to him and minister to that person. So often we have all kinds of excuses not to reach out to those next to us. Indeed, today you will be with me in paradise. And you look through this brochure, and you will learn the many, many, many ministries that are supported by the annual Catholic Appeal. And 25% of your donation goes back to the parishes for social ministry at your parish. 50% supports charities, Catholic Charities of Sacramento, and the members in that are Catholic Charities of Yolo Solano, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, which serves Butte, Glen, Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity counties in this 20-county diocese, and Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services right here in the greater Sacramento area. Also, associate members are Camp Recreation, serving Northern California, the Mother Teresa Maternity Home in Placerville, the Rancho Cordova Food Locker in greater Sacramento, the Upper Room Dining Hall in Placerville. Many of you have worked at those places, are very familiar with those places, or have availed yourself of the wonderful services they provide. 25% supports education, seminary and formation, and Catholic school tuition assistance. Partners in the annual Catholic Appeal and Catholic Charities of Sacramento include Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance, Bishop Gallegos Maternity Home right here in Sacramento that does such wonderful work, the Catholic Ladies Relief Society up in Chico, Community Assistance Network in Greenville, Portola, and Quincy up in the hills, Loaves and Fishes in Sacramento, which just does wonderful work with the homeless, Sacramento Life Center, which has saved so many lives here in the Sacramento area, Salvation Army Food Shelf in Susanville, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and their seven district councils, the North State, Placer, Yuba, Sutter, Butte, Sacramento East, South Sacramento, Elk Grove, Sacramento Metro Area, and Yolo Delta and Solano. Also, the Stanford Settlement Neighborhood Center in Sacramento and the Wellsprings Women's Center in Sacramento, plus Yuba City, Yuba Sutter, Right to Life, the two counties just north of Sacramento. More than 100 programs provide things like counseling, emergency fund, shelter and clothing, permanent and transitional housing, job training, pregnancy counseling, post and prenatal care, independent living skills, mentoring, parenting skills, after school care, refugee resettlement, citizenship and immigration services, and jail ministry. Our gifts help people who are mentally ill, homeless, disaster survivors, immigrants, elderly, developmentally disabled, incarcerated, working families, refugees, at-risk youth, the unborn, pregnant women, the hungry, and single parents. Such a wide, wide range of our Catholic mission here on this earth and in this Diocese of Sacramento. One of the programs through Northern Valley Catholic Social Services is the Court of Appointed Special Advocate Program, which is operated out of all the superior courts in the state of California. And it partners with Northern Valley Catholic Social Service to help kids who need advocates in the courts. They talk about, in this pamphlet, a young woman named Isabel, who is devoted to ensuring a positive support system for foster kids now and for their future, as a court-appointed special advocate, a program administered with compassion and dedication by Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. Isabel gives kids the voice they need in court to have a positive path in life. She was once in foster care herself. The severe trauma a child goes through is all too familiar. Today, she's reunited with her parents, has a family of her own, and is focused on becoming a lawyer. Northern Valley Catholic Social Services gives her the opportunity to advocate in court for children with stories like hers. Again, the annual Catholic Appeal, give generously, give whatever you can, whether it's a small amount, a large amount. Also, more men can say yes to the call to the priesthood. Support from the annual Catholic Appeal helps seminarian Eric Patrick, who is pictured in this brochure, to become Father Eric Patrick this past June. We've had him on our program, a delightful priest. Father Patrick is earnestly hopeful that he can be a conduit for the experience of God's mercy and love. With costs offset by the appeal, the 12 men now in seminarian formation can focus less on financial worries and more on preparing to serve in our parishes. The annual Catholic Appeal, a wonderful way.
Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the Mercy Foundation, enriching lives in the Sacramento region through Sacramento. Sisters of Mercy
That's
Ministries in healthcare,
Thanks
education,
for
housing,
everyone.
And the care for the poor and elderly. For the Mercy Foundation, philanthropy is one of the most powerful expressions of compassion and love. Just as many people in our community need a hand, countless others are reaching out to them with comfort and hope. You can express your care and concern for the less fortunate with a gift to the Mercy Foundation. You can give them a call, 916-851-2700. That's 916-851-2700. And you can be confident that fully 100% of your contribution will support the Sisters of Mercy Ministry or ministries that you choose. And what a wonderful treasure Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts has been for all of us here in the diocese as they transition into new ownership and management. They continue to offer wonderful workshops, wonderful resources for the Catholic community throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Not only does Easter's provide a wide array of Catholic books, both current releases and longtime classics, but they also sponsor a number of valuable workshops and lectures throughout the year. They're located at 6916 Sunrise Boulevard in Citrus Heights. Give them a call, 916-338-7272. We also receive a generous underwriting support by Crumley & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. If you have questions about retirement, Crumley & Associates can help you with their confident retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. You can contact them, get all the details at Crumley & Associates, 7956 California Avenue in Fair Oaks. They're at 916-638-4600. That's 916-638-4600. And we are certainly appreciative of the fine and longstanding support of the Mercy Foundation, of Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts, and of Crumley and Associates. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Drop by and shop at their thrift store, a beautiful, beautiful thrift store at 2275 Watt Avenue. Open Mondays through Saturdays from 10 to 8 and Sundays from 11 to 6. They also accept donations at the store, donations of furniture, appliances, clothing, books, everyday household items. Your donations help to fund the many projects of the St. Vincent de Paul Society throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Do such wonderful, wonderful work, and the thrift store is one of the ways they raise the funds to help people throughout the diocese, and also many of their clients are able to access the thrift store for items that they need. You can give them a call. They will come pick it up as well, but you can give them a call. They're at 916-972-1212. And remember, again, the thrift store is open 7 days a week at 2275 Watt Avenue right here in Sacramento.
Well, Bishop Soto refers to Christ the King Retreat Center as the jewel of the diocese, and indeed it is. What a beautiful oasis it is. It's located in Citrus Heights, right in the hustle and bustle of the city, and you feel like you're getting away from it all when you turn off the main road and just come into Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center. Christ the King has served Northern California and the Diocese of Sacramento for over 60 years through parish weekend retreats, individual spiritual direction, and a variety of other programs. For information on all the programs that they offer, including residential programs, give them a call. They're at 916-725-4720, or you can visit them at 6520 Van Maren Lane in Citrus Heights. And we certainly thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society and Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center for their fine and longstanding support of the Bishop's Hour.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down